All right, Joel Radio back with you. I'm here with Corey Hall. How you doing?
Hey, everybody.
We got another guest with us, and that no stranger to Joel Radio. Harry Arton Barbarian, also known as MC Sampler, a.k.a. A Million Things.
Yes.
The hand, Hortense, the hand puppet of low self-esteem.
The man you hate to tolerate.
The man you cannot tolerate.
The man you like to sort of barely acknowledge.
Now, Harry hasn't been here in a while, but...
Harry, the bat out of hell, Blarney, the barbarian, hater of Turks.
Corey's right about that.
The Turk crusher.
But Harry's joining us. Harry's got something to plug, so we'll get into that in a minute.
We'll just get the plugs right out of the way.
We'll get the plug and get you the fuck out of here. No, you can stay. Stay as long as you want, buddy.
All right, we'll see.
Until you're annoying, and then we're going to... Me and Corey have an elaborate series of
hand
signals.
stay if you give me some seared tuna.
Hey, for God's sake,
salad.
For God's sake, stay, because otherwise I'm going to talk to Joel for about an hour and a half about Survivor or Celebrity
so
Apprentice.
Boring.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
it's good to be here, man. I'm really
thank you. Thank you for coming. And, you know,
what is this? The Joel and, and Corey Radio
Show? It's called
show?
Joel Radio. JoelRadio.net.
Joel Radio.
And Corey Hall is...
Let us all worship Joel.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't going to happen. Not with this crowd.
No.
But it's good to have you here, and we're going to talk about what you're going on with you. And
it's
there's,
great.
Why don't we just get into Harry stuff, right? Is there any point in delaying it, Corey? Is there
no, I might as well just bring it right in the light of day.
Yeah, let's just get it over with.
Well, Harry's been making rap songs for a long time as MC Sampler.
Yes.
And Sampler X, which was sort of a spinoff of MC Sampler. But,
correct.
And you've been doing this since the early 90s.
Correct, yes.
And you were making parodies of... MC Hammer and these guys, and actually he's
the early 1890s.
Yeah, really.
I believe
I've been
early
at this
90s.
For a while.
Before most of you were born, this man was doing rap
That's
parodies,
right.
And you did a parody of Sir Mix-a-Lot's "Baby Got Back,"
right?
Which was picked up by radio stations and was number one on call-in shows. And
yeah.
There's videos. There's multiple YouTube versions of that people like. And
went to number one in three radio markets.
Okay.
Yeah, and I started out with doing parodies, and now I'm like shifting to original songs.
Okay.
Because the parodies are limited.
Sure.
And, you know, but I still like doing comedy with rap. But I respect the art form of rap. At first, when I first started doing rap, I didn't respect rap. I thought rap was stupid. But then I eventually gained respect as I found that it was very difficult.
Okay. And then, you know, Harry will do the comedy shows, and he'll go up, and sometimes you tell jokes, and you have funny jokes.
I do.
And then, but sometimes you just want to do your songs. And those are really sort of a 50-50 proposition.
You don't
sometimes
like...
people love them. I always like them. I'm talking about the audience reaction to you.
You think that it's
when you're
50-50.
Rapping is very split. Sometimes I've seen you kill, rock a crowd. Everyone goes crazy. Then I've seen nobody give a shit at the same time. And well, I'm not sure if it's what you're doing in your performance or...
I think you know, go ahead, Gore.
No, if I could just interject for a second. Because you're right, the quality of the performance is highly questionable.
It does, Harry, sometimes.
From time to time, because sometimes you seem to be putting all your attention into it, and sometimes it's a chaotic mess.
Well, sometimes Harry comes out and yells motherfucker every other word, and then sometimes he comes out and just does it very straight and likable. Sometimes he wants to be hardcore, and
who is this Harry, by the way? MC Sampler.
MC Sampler is here, but I've already
the rapper
introduced him as Harry.
To speak of.
You know, so he comes out and he does his thing, and it's a mixed bag, but, you know.
It hurts me very much that you're telling me all this.
Well, I'm saying I enjoy what
no,
you
no,
do,
here's the
but
thing.
The audience the reason, sometimes don't react.
Most of the time you saw me doing it was at Club Bart, okay? Number
okay,
one.
That's such
number
true.
Two.
And I've seen, by the way, Greg Giraldo went into Club Bart and did... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Right, now he's dead.
Club Bart was a tough room. It was an open mic that I hosted for a long time.
And I like to have a crazy time. Like, one time I performed there, I was completely drunk and high.
I understand.
And it was great.
I understand. And I'm not saying it was never great. I'm just saying it was...
But you're right. I think I said motherfucker too many times.
You would come up and talk about, you know, your ex-wife and her pussy or something, and everyone, and it would shut down. The audience would not buy into that.
Well, because the audience was not familiar with
sometimes
his ex-wife's
they did.
Pussy.
And sometimes he'd come up, and he'd do Baby Got Jack, and everyone would go crazy, and we had girls on stage dancing along, and
Harry,
it was fun.
I think if you had brought photos of your ex-wife's pussy
yeah.
and showed everybody, it would have put a context for them to understand.
It's a very mixed bag. But now, and I'm saying all this, I'm talking about your...
out of respect.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I'm talking about your batting average of 50%.
All right,
and I'm setting it up for the new thing you did, which maybe has more potential.
But can I just defend myself?
To be more. Okay, go ahead. I guess.
Number one, I'm self-destructive.
You are.
Hold on. I suffer from depression.
Okay.
Okay. Listen. Shut up. I'm often on different forms of antidepressants, and depending on my mood, I'm either going off of them or going back on them.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Number four. Sometimes I'm drunk, and sometimes I'm high, and other days I'm fighting with my girlfriend or my ex-girlfriend or whatever she is. So, like, the thing is, it depends on my mood. Just like your mood, you know.
I know. Well, no, that's fine. And sometimes
I didn't take Club Bart seriously.
Sometimes
I
do comedy shows,
like a circus,
and it doesn't go as well as I
miss Club Bart.
But I feel that there are nights though with you.
Right.
That when you want to do well,
then I'll
and
do
you
well.
Attempt, and then it completely fails. And I feel other nights when you know what I mean.
Then I don't give a fuck.
It's there's an inconsistency to the act that I think.
And you know what?
You're right.
You know what though? Everybody has inconsistency.
Everybody has inconsistency. But
I will say this: I was a lot more like that early on.
Mm-hmm.
And if people saw me do open mics early on in the day, you saw me in the Bart days a decade ago. You never knew what you were going to get. I'd come in, and I'd be crazy, or I'd rant, or I'd be on fire, and I'd have a great set. Now, right. I think I know when I'm on stage what I'm doing.
Right.
So that you're going to get a more level performance out of me. Now, the room, the quality of the audience, no one can guarantee that.
And I'm not saying it's all on Harry either. I'm saying audiences don't always agree with what you're doing. You can't always get them to come along with you. Sometimes they don't care about hearing rap parody songs.
The man's an artist.
But you're doing what you're doing, and I respect what you do. I find it entertaining.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Okay, first of all, rap is more a black thing, you know, okay, number one. Number two, I mean, like, I'm about to do, like, a set at O'Mara's for the contest.
Yes.
And do, like, be the featured act as MC Sampler, and then bring on my new temporary partner, this Halfway House, a.k.a. The Halfway House.
We'll hear him in a second. Yeah.
He actually is really good, and I really like working with him. So
okay.
he may give me some legitimacy, and I give him some legitimacy. Anyway, make a long story short, I'm worried now. You're right. I shouldn't say motherfucker. I should just stick to songs that are, like, pretty, you know, funny.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times, though, it's like, you know, they don't want to necessarily see that, like, rap, like, at a place like O'Mara's.
I understand.
Or, like, Comedy Castle.
I'm just
Joey. Even, like, Bill Bouchard. Like, I would kill over at Joey's.
Yeah.
And then I would do my straight stand-up, and he was like, hey, Harry, I like your straight stand-up better than your rap.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. Is it because you just have to control the CD player? Is that why?
I know.
You know, I don't know.
Well, listen, here, what I'm saying is that what you've got going now, your latest project, I think Corey, first of all, I've always liked.
By the way, we're going to have to buy a.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you.
We're going to have to get a new
bag. Stop with that.
Of
Give me that goddamn bag. You motherfucking.
I'll buy you a new bag.
I get baked Cheetos, and this is Corey. But I don't know if these are any good. Well, these are kind of like the other ones, but I think they're not going to.
This is an honor of Shashi.
But, you know, let me have a couple more to just decide if I like these or not. So, listen, my point is with you, I've always been a fan.
I might need to have another bag.
Yeah, fuck you. I've always been a fan of yours. Corey has been, I think, a little more hard on you, just in general, as Corey is with comedians.
I
enjoy a wacky act that doesn't go over.
But I'm in the camp of, I think Harry is very creative.
Uh-huh.
He's a very unique individual.
Right.
He's got a unique mind and a unique perspective. Mm-hmm. And I feel that would be better served professionally if he focused it into writing jokes.
Okay.
And I told him that over and over again.
Well, listen.
You're saying I shouldn't do rap. No,
I'm
I have to do the rap.
Comedy is hard enough. Okay? You know they say the hardest thing in sports is to hit a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Why would you want to hit a baseball while riding a unicycle?
Why can't you do both?
No, but I'm just saying you're adding a musical element into it, and that's hard to do.
Sure, it's
and then you're telling jokes, and that's hard to do.
I think sometimes,
and then you're doing rap lyrics, you're doing rap songs parodies from 1992, and that's hard.
I don't do that anymore. Right,
but sometimes I think with comedy, music is easier than telling jokes. I think sometimes
I do too.
I think you see a lot of guitar
adds
comedians,
a different
these kind of
like there's this guy Drake Chris Newberg.
This is a great show. Guy comes in to plug his thing, and we're like, you know, let's psychologically analyze you.
I want to get.
Thanks a lot, dude.
I have your new thing
ready
to go.
Let's hear the new material.
So I want to get to this. So your newest thing, and what I'm saying is that Corey, to my surprise, when I talked to Corey about it, independent of you even being around, Corey was very positive on what you did recently. And Corey likes the new song. I like the new song. But I'm more of a fan than you are, I guess I would say. So that's why.
And let me say to the podcast audience, if there is one, at 610-552-0746,
yes.
Call, leave us a message, uh-huh. Tell us your favorite Harry Barbarian moments, which your favorite Coolio songs he hasn't covered yet, Gangster's Paradise, what would be, anyway, Slick Rick, some Ghetto Boys, if you could cover that.
Listen.
No.
I'm about to do a new song as inspired by you.
All right.
Before we plug, can we?
I will say, watch the video. We're going to put a link to the video.
I'm playing it here so we can get the audio.
We'll play you the audio, but I think the video is tremendous and very funny.
The video is great. And anyway, I'm going to play this right now. This is your latest single. This is available for purchase, I believe, on iTunes.
And yes, you can watch and Amazon.
On Amazon. And you can
iTunes.
And you can watch this video on YouTube, so please watch.
You can also go to www.mcsampler.com.
MCSampler.com. So here it is. I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day. This is MC Sampler.
And the Halfway House.
The Halfway House.
My buddy.
So here he is.
Sure you don't want me to send you the MP3?
No, this is fine.
I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day. I'm fucking myself on
I'm playing this off YouTube, so the sound quality is not optimal, but if people want it, they can purchase this on iTunes
and Amazon. Joel seems to think he knows what this song is about.
Well, it's about an ex-girlfriend from the lyrics. Just let people listen, and we'll talk about it. That's Harry rapping here.
Did you say I'm a good rapper?
Give me those guys' numbers, I'm kicking their asses. Putting tabs on my ex, a full-time job. My heart's in the mud, I'm a love stop. Stalking your Facebook, give me a break. I'm blocking you, bitch, give others your shame. You say you're at your job and you're working so hard.
This is embarrassing. We're just...
We're letting people enjoy the song.
All right.
I guess we got different interpretations of time.
See how many hits we've got.
Imagine the person in their car right now flipping through their iPod to see what else they have. Imagine that what people are doing right now.
You're probably pulling off to the side of the road.
I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day. I'm fucking myself because the bitch went away. I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day. I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day. I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day. I'm fucking myself because the bitch went away. Bill fucking Hamill, you can call me halfway. Now here's my story.
It's the Halfway House now.
I brought her roses, candy, even a ring. A song I'd written I intended to sing. Came out of class and into the hall. The way she looked at me, I felt 2 feet tall. She said, hey, yo, B, what are you doing here? She could think with all the shit in my hands be crystal clear. Hey, yo, baby, you want to get something to eat? Mm, yeah, but I'm going with Keith. Keith, who the fuck is that? Well, I'm a stone cold, yo, whoop his ass. Oh, he's my lab partner, you see. It's so good now. Not chill out now, B. Chill out.
You're not watching the video. You don't have to look at Jim talking to him.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So
I'm
going home to pound away. Here's what I say. Yo, fuck Valentine's Day. I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day.
All right. So there it is.
All right.
And this is...
Wait. They want to pay for the rest of it. So just kill it off. So they can
give it away.
They can hear the ending.
Yeah. Come on.
Wrap it up.
I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day. I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day.
That's some good shit. Here. Wait. There's a good part coming up.
You're burning my heart. With your cigarette hot. I'm not an ashtray, bitch. Could you please just stop? I wish my heart was bulletproof like your pussy, but apparently it's not. You got an STD. Screwing guys, you say you're not a hoe.
Corey's calling.
Rabbit.
Corey's calling for a fade out.
7 up.
There's about 30 seconds left, Corey. Enough. All right, well. As I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day.
That was a great song.
And the video was great.
It's based on heartbreak.
And the video, you got a guy that I've worked with many times.
Ryan Archibald,
who works with Insane Clown Posse from time to time.
Insane Clown who?
Yeah, the Insane Clown Posse. And he's directed a lot of our pay-per-views. He directed the Gathering pay-per-view. He was running the truck.
Let me just ask, has this ever happened?
Talented guy, and Harry enlisted him to make the video, and Ryan did a great job.
Has a porn company out there, there aren't as many porn companies as there once were because the internet's ruined it. But is there, an Elegant Angel or a Vivid or someone who's done Insane Clown Pussy?
Have they done a Juggalette
porn parody?
I'm not sure if that's been done, but I'm sure.
But they just do
it's
Insane.
It's a common thing.
What?
It's been thought of before.
What do you mean
insane
by that?
Insane clown pussy? No one's
I have
ever
a song where I say insane clown pussy.
Yeah, but that's not what he's referring to. He's referring to an adult movie, like a parody.
Yeah,
he wants to make a movie
in which, you know,
actually they should release
Faye Reagan
like
puts on Jughead costume.
No, wait, how do you know about Faye Reagan?
All right. Come on, please.
I got to write that down. What Faye Reagan.
Okay, listen.
No, because I'm writing a song right now. I want to poke a redhead on St. Pat's Day. I want to poke a redhead on St. Pat's Day. I want to poke a redhead on St. Pat's Day. I just want to give her my shillelagh.
All right, well, what about Supreme?
Did I come up with one?
Right,
see? Have you seen the
good?
Christina Hendricks news?
You like it, Corey?
If I can segue that way.
Corey inspired me to write a new rap song about St. Patrick's Day.
Harry had some success with the Valentine song, so I said, why don't you do a St. Patrick's Day song?
Here's the thing. Yeah. Harry,
so my new song is going to be called I Want to Poke a Redhead on St. Pat's Day.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
I like it so far.
Yeah.
Do you need redheads to be in the video or something?
No, I mean, we're
going to have to find some.
I know a redhead that can be in your video.
I mean,
you know her too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you put her in Deborah N. Rye, by any chance?
I don't want to get in. All right, let's move. Let's change.
I know Deborah.
We want people to actually watch the video.
He put Jim Talkington naked in the other one.
Hey, Deborah's hot, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So listen, you and I, what, Harry?
No, I
want to focus
Deborah's
on
cool
this.
I actually thought you had another one in mind.
Well, it's not.
Who's a Jewess?
Oh, no,
that
no,
would
no,
be a problem.
No, no. But listen.
Yeah that
you,
would be a problem. Who?
Your song
your
now. So, but here, Corey has a point, and he's saying that you did this Valentine's Day parody.
Yeah. It's not a parody.
Well, whatever. It's a parody. It's a rap. It's a funny
it's
rap.
It's an 100% original
it's
song.
It's a comedy rap about Valentine's
correct.
Day.
Correct.
That's safe to say. Okay.
Yes.
And that Corey thinks you should go now do themes and do raps about the other holidays, like St. Patrick's Day and then Memorial Day and whatever, 4th
you're
of July,
away,
some
yeah.
kind of thing.
Is that a direction you want to take? No, but I think it's a good idea to have an album with a theme. I think
right.
And I like the idea that, about coming out now with a St. Patty's Day and possibly
right.
doing it before
But
Jake,
here's the thing. Let's Chris say somebody's Newberg. A fan of
I don't want to do MC Samper invites you to the holidays.
Let me just explain to you. And maybe they go, oh, it's a holiday. I wonder if MC Sampler has anything to say about 4th of July. And then there you go. There's a new video, 4th of July. I mean, maybe it would be a way for people, it could be a niche for you rather than being, because here's the thing with you. You've done parodies in the past, okay?
Yeah, they're in my
and
past.
And you did parodies, but wait
I'm
a minute.
Trying to get away
you
from
You did a Super, okay, there, 2 years ago there was a Super Bowl, okay?
All right.
With a very famous commercial, Eminem did this commercial.
It was last
Chrysler.
Year, but go on.
It was last, but it was 2 Super Bowls ago is what I'm saying.
It was okay. 1 Super Bowl.
Ago. It was 2, okay.
All right, fine.
Thanks for joining us, Harry. Listen, I got to go. I this is enough of this.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Listen to me. It's called Joel Radio for a reason.
Sorry.
As Corey raids the rest of my snacks.
Yeah.
All right. Did you not eat dinner before the show,
look,
you fat bastard?
Look, you went to the gym.
I did go to the gym.
I'm helping you out.
I went
by eating your chocolate.
I had White Castle after the gym.
Yeah,
still,
well, that's...
Here's the point.
Did you... What? Yeah, wait, you had White Castle after the gym.
White Castle after the gym, yes.
Can you call Dr.
I didn't have time to
no
prepare
sense.
A meal because I was doing the show. But listen, my feeling is you did this Chrysler parody, and you got it out maybe 6 months after the original commercial was out.
It's because I was having trouble with my girlfriend.
I understand. Well, regardless of the reason, it came too late. And I feel like these holidays are things that are predictable. You could have these videos in the can a month before the holiday happens, and then you'd be ready to drop them at a time. When people would be ready
okay,
for
so
it.
Okay, so Joel, okay, the only way
so that
I'm going to do
a
holiday
idea.
Holiday song is if you work on a song with me.
I'll work on a song with you, sure. What do
okay,
you
want
to
so
do?
Okay, so we're going to do a 4th of July. Yo, 4th of July is where it's at. Yo, MC Sampler.
Right. I'm scratching my nuts on Arthur Day. And you know what? I could do a lot. I could do it a million fucking things.
If you did it to that quality, because that right there.
I mean,
you know what? I would recommend right now that Jay-Z give up the rap game.
Yeah.
Young Jeezy, get out. You're old news. Now you're old Jeezy to me.
Right.
Please.
Here it is.
I'm having a mental
tax day sucks. It's April 15th. Yo. Gotta pay my taxes. File my extension. Come on, these are as good as anything you're coming up with.
I'm still waiting. Listen, I'm having a mental breakdown in my comedy career. I want to focus on the rap. Corey's saying I shouldn't do it. I'm saying I should. But I have to hone it.
That's what I'm trying to do. You would love nothing more than to go viral. You would love nothing more.
Well, I already have a virus, but I don't know if that counts.
You would love for people these videos. How many videos does the Valentine's Day song? How many views?
We have like 1,085.
1,085. So we need more. We need more people to go.
Yeah, the other day I was talking to this guy, some random guy at this Caribou Coffee, and I was like, hey, check out our video. We need views. And he's like, oh, you guys got 980-some views. My burning lawnmower has more views than that. Like, you son of a bitch.
But, you know,
burning lawnmower has more views.
It's hard to know.
It's hard to get views.
What people Hold on. What like? If you set a lawnmower on fire in your next
rap in front of it. And,
I'm thinking about doing that. How I'd about, like to burn some
How about we burn your CDs in a video in an entertaining way? Would that be fair? Would that be good? What if we light Bill Hamill on fire?
How about we douse halfway house CC Dynamite with gasoline and burn her?
But I think that the point is that, you know, you would have these things and some of these you know, blogs and maybe radio stations would pick up on this thing because they need that material. They need material for holidays. They need you know, themes.
Like I said, I would only do it if you help me.
Well, I can help you to a point. I'm not a rapper. I don't write rap songs. I'm a comedian, but I don't have,
But I am a rapper.
You are a rapper. And you're asking me, who's not a rapper, to write you a song.
So wait.
And Halfway House is a musician, and that guy can help you.
Yeah, he could.
And there's
I'm enjoying
people
Halfway House.
I mean, how many holidays are there a year?
All right, let's go through them. Let's start. The next one is St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. That's in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And I said Tax Day, just throwing it out there. That could be something you got there. Then in May, you've got Mother's
Hold
Day.
On. Tax Day.
You've got Memorial.
You can't
Memorial.
Get better than Tax Day.
Like, radio stations would play a Tax Day song, I think, right?
Easter's kind of gay.
But you don't think it's cheesy or gay doing that?
Jesus is a zombie.
Right, I'm gonna,
he's back on Easter. You know, like,
hold on. Let me just.
Corey's
can we parse this for a second?
Corey's going to take over.
Okay,
this
now
is,
Corey's going to rag me for Change This Loose and about how.
Hold on. Doing holiday themed raps is cheesy. Says the man who was Blarney the Dinosaur on national television.
Blarney the Dinosaur was great. I like.
When have you had shame?
are you Facebooking the show?
I'm not. Should I be?
Yeah, I don't know. You mentioned Faye Reagan is on my Facebook feed.
Yeah, it is.
What are you doing? we have to throw Harry out. He can't focus.
No. He's got
to
play.
We got lots
of
stuff
to
talk about.
Well, we started a Words with Friends game, and he never started.
David Jones is dead.
We're not
talking.
Hold
with
on.
Friends.
Okay, we need to plug.
Everyone, hold on.
Shh. Let me just plug this shit so we can move on.
All right.
We need to check out. Everyone needs to check out I'm Fucking Myself on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
By MC Sampler and the Halfway House. You can get it on iTunes, on Amazon.com. You could also go to my website, MCSampler.com.
Okay.
I've been rapping since 91.
All right.
I'm broke. I'm legit. I still live at home with my mom's. I'm 45 and I'm all the way live. See, the bottom line is I'm going to be performing this Thursday at O'Mara's Irish Pub.
Yes.
Thursday in Berkeley, Michigan. And I'm sure
12 Mile and Coolidge,
and you can check me out. Me and my buddy, the Halfway House, who's from the group Halfway, too, and he's good as hell. And I think that he's going to give me a certain legitimacy. And,
sure,
because he's a drinker and he's Irish, and we're going to debut our new song. I want to poke a redhead on St. Pat's Day.
Well, that sounds good.
And I want to give her my shillelagh. And so the thing the thing is, maybe Corey has an idea. I really like some of Corey's ideas, and I like some of my ideas. The bottom line is check out MCSampler.com.
But are you telling
and
me?
And also, can I plug Fuckbook?
You can plug Fuckbook.
What is Fuckbook?
All right. If you guys are tired, I know there's
That's
a lot of people
the PAs,
out there.
By the way.
Right.
Is, yeah.
Facebook is getting tiresome. They're taking all your information. They're fucking with you all day long. So if you're tired of Facebook and you want to go to kind of like a slightly comedic new social networking site, go to join Fuckbook with a PH. Fuckbook. PHUCKBOOK.com. Please join it. It's a new comedy social networking site for all things comedy.
All right.
Fuckbook.com. And you can see MC Sampler on there all the time. So
I saw Fuckbook. I didn't join myself, but I saw it.
Yeah. Well,
it looks like Facebook. It's a ripoff of Facebook.
Yeah, it's kind of is, but it's, you know, it's brand new, you know?
All right. You think there's not enough holidays? What about Purim? You're telling me you can't write a song for Purim?
Well,
whatever.
Poor.
Listen, my point is that it's not a ridiculous suggestion
right.
for you to do holiday theme raps. And, you know, I mean, it might be a thing that catches on. It's an easy topic because the problem is, you know, these things get cold. These scandals that you these celebrity things.
Oh, yeah.
That you rap about, and so you know you find something that you know. Hey, maybe every year you can plug "Fucking Myself on Valentine's Day" or whatever other songs that you come up with, and it might be a good way to you know,
career intervention,
get people to. I didn't want it to be this way, but at the same time, it's.
I mean, so are you trying to say that my comedy is better or my rap is
better? We should do this show live one time so Harry can tweet it and Facebook it while we do it. I have breaking news. I just found breaking news.
Yeah, breaking, because, you know, here's breaking news. This show sucks.
I'm trying to promote it.
That's the breaking news.
All right, I'll shut up, guys.
All right, Corey.
Harry,
right.
We love you.
We love Corey. No, 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 Harry.
You're always mean to me.
No. My point is that the show is not focused. We're trying to get this focused. I want to play. I like what you did. I invited you here.
Fucking myself on Valentine's Day.
I like
Day.
It, and I brought
Shout
you here to plug
Bill,
it.
Shout out to Bill fucking Hamill, right. And also Skeeter, the Def Jam Eel, my
sure.
buddy, my
I
old rap
Skeeter.
Partner.
But, I brought Murray. You here because I felt that you made maybe the best thing that you've ever done in your career. And that's why I have you here.
Breaking news, Eric Thank Fady you. Will be at O'Mara's on Thursday.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, and also let me plug the O'Mara's Comedy Competition this Thursday, hosted by Tony Klee. I'm letting him host.
I got to say, right. Eric Fady's my fault.
You know, why know who, you were recommended that he come by?
Because back before I got fired from teaching the comedy class at the Comedy Castle, Eric Fady was an intern on Drew and Mike. And he's a nerd.
Oh, I think I've seen
and
that.
And the kid's
guy.
Kind of a spaz. He's a spaz.
Actually,
and
I found
a nerd.
Him funny.
He's a spaz nerd. Well, when he was on, he would go on Drew and Mike and they would just goof on him mercilessly. But he kind of wanted to tell jokes and they would goof on him because he wanted to be a comic. So I offered him, and I reached out and offered him a chance to come on and do the comedy class. Because I thought it would be good as a bit on the radio and it would be good for the comedy class.
Right.
Well, that was 2 years ago, and he's still doing comedy, and he was plugging votes on the Improv Up Yours contest. The winners have been announced, by the way.
You know, that's enough of
the
that.
Kid,
okay, let's move on.
Didn't Leslie Ann Thompson win or something?
It's awful. So, two Michigan finalists, though.
It's
Who,
just...
Leslie and the other girl?
No.
All right, listen.
All right.
All right, can we talk about the...
We have other topics, and we've talked about...
How about the family that was pulled up into the air by a tornado and thrown into a field? That was awesome.
That's hilarious. That's a fucking rat laugh riot.
No, I just think that God... I mean, talk about a surgical strike. I mean, I think that God wanted that family out of there.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, listen.
What part of your brain is not working? I've been to your home.
My cerebellum.
Is there a comedy rap song coming about the family that got...
Yeah. Yo, thrown. God and his tornadoes will take you out. He doesn't give a fuck, and he's screaming and shouting. Yo, 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 Indiana, fuck you. He'll fucking fuck you up, your family, and kill your baby about a day later.
All right, see, this after, is...
And then she's got to be taken off fucking support
Respirator?
Shit. Respirator, yeah.
Thank you. That
word for Corey
That would
Hall.
Be the rhyme, Respirator.
But, you know, you're going to do this on stage, and everyone's going to hate it.
I'm not going to do it on stage.
No, you're just going to do it on a podcast where people hate it.
Yeah, and nobody's listening to
610-552-0746. Call in from Germany.
All right,
and
well,
leave
listen.
Your message.
Did you see that one video where the lady was trying to pray the tornado away? It was kind of cool on CNN. She was like, oh, Father, Son, Father, Jesus, Jesus, Father, Father, please, tornado, go away in the name of Jesus. She was like speaking in tongues. And it actually worked.
All right, well, I'm sure it had nothing to do with her speaking.
Here in Southeast Michigan, tornadoes are a rarity.
They're more rare.
I wish we had more tornadoes.
We had
once
some,
in a great yeah, in a blue while, moon. We'll have a tornado that does some damage, mm-hmm. but we never have.
Yeah,
we're not in Tornado Alley. Yeah. And I reach out to those people, and I want to sincerely say to the people, the victims of the tornadoes that swept through Oklahoma, and where else did they go through? Oklahoma?
They were in Kentucky,
Indiana, and Kentucky.
Tennessee. Yeah.
Are you trying to say like my heart goes out to them?
No, I want to sincerely say, move.
Really? That's good.
Don't live in Oklahoma. Can I recommend that? You know the tornadoes are coming. Get the hell out of Oklahoma.
Right. Listen, I want to bring up some topics, and we'll talk about them now. How's that?
Right. Can we talk about Milky the Clown?
Who's that?
Milky the Clown was on television in like the 50s.
Yeah, right.
My dad. Hold on. This is great. This is relevant, real deal podcast
nothing,
radio.
There's nothing
my
relevant.
Dad was,
no,
my
no,
dad,
I was just
when
thinking...
he was like five... was on Milky the Clown
okay. Are you serious?
In like 1956.
That is so sweet.
So
did he get milked?
No,
we were talking about tornadoes coming to town. You said tornadoes rarely come to southeastern Michigan. I was thinking to myself, well, Milky the Clown came to southeastern Michigan.
Yes.
Okay. He was like a tornado of creativity.
His show is a tornado.
He was, was a tornado.
Tornado hit my studio right now. And suck
what
Harry.
What are you talking about?
Suck Harry into a field a mile away.
Milky was it. Let me tell you, those other TV clowns in the 50s hacks, Milky, he really was, first of all, he was a black and white clown.
Okay.
So
yeah.
He was a big fat guy. By the way, John,
but he represented Twin Pines.
I think he showed John Gacy how to do it.
I remember he seeing really the Twin Pines milk carton with the clown on.
That's that Milky the Clown. Milky the Clown's got a posse.
Okay, I don't know anything about that.
You should put those shirts out.
They actually already have some
Milky
in Royal
the Clown shirts, really?
Yeah.
My dad said he got to go on Milky the Clown, and like they let him scoop up as many nickels as he could, and like they had a big, they had a big bucket of
that's
nickels.
That's sweet, because they were probably buffalo nickels.
Right. In the 50s, I mean, if you got a fistful of nickels, you're in candy for like a month.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're hooked up.
Your dad's probably in heaven now thinking about that.
Yeah, well, you should be, certainly.
Oh, he's not dead yet?
No, but if he hears this show, he will.
Arrangements, if you wish.
If he hears you talking about dead babies from tornadoes, he's like,
oh, dude,
speaking of dead people.
Yeah, there are a lot of celebrity deaths in the last week, and we can talk about a couple of those real quick. And
who died?
Well, Corey, do you want to take the first one?
Do you have a musical cue for
I got
one?
Lots of musical cues.
You want to cue up a tribute to this gentleman?
Yeah, this guy died. It was too bad. Because Corey will, I think, maybe not. I don't know. I think you're too hard on this guy. But let me get to this.
7A. What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
There it is. I've got some Surfaces thing wrong. I'm only getting one channel. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I know why.
The 6 o'clock
we're not hearing the piano at all in this mix. Why is that? No, do you hear that?
But it rings.
Yeah, why?
And
why?
The sleep out of
because I have this weird adapter going into it. Yeah. Disaster.
I thought it sounded good.
Disaster on the podcast. It'll be fine. Let me find something in mono.
You want to edit this?
Maybe this will sound okay.
All right.
I don't know why that sounded weird. These aren't MP3s that I normally listen to. This is Valerie by the Monkees. Davy Jones died at the age of,
66.
Six. Had a heart attack.
And he had a sweet-ass fucking wife in her 30s,
wife.
Which gave me some hope.
But you're not... this actually sounds weird, too.
Harry, you only have 20 years to make something of yourself to get a hot wife.
Yeah, Davy Jones. Now, Corey has a real... Corey has a hierarchy of the Monkees.
Well, I do love the Monkees. I'm a Monkees fan.
I guess to you, Davy was the lowest Monkee.
Well, you know, look, you have your favorite Beatles.
Yeah, but I think it's more qualitative than personal life.
Well, okay. I think a lot of people, you know, the Monkees have... very unfairly been slagged over the last 45 years for being
artificial. Yeah.
They were casted, all right? They were the Screen Gems, had auditions.
Oh my God, Screen Gems?
Yes. And
you know about the
SNL? I no.
We've talked about this on a previous show.
Go back to playing
the SML.
But promise me that we'll
come back
to the SML.
I know what it is.
No, because you mentioned Screen Gems.
I'll cue up the SML.
Okay, thank you.
I'll cue it up. Okay.
All right. Anyway, what happened is that it's Coal Gems or whatever. Okay, so it was a television show, and people auditioned for it, including Stephen Stills, who went on to Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and they were cast, but they were real musicians. Mike Nesmith was definitely a real musician,
right?
So was Peter Tork. Peter Tork was friends with Stephen Stills. He was a folk, guy. Davey was an actor. Who could sing. Mickey was also an actor who could sing, but Mickey had a little bit more, I think, musical chops. Davey had the least musical chops of the three of them.
Well, he was an actor.
In terms of contributing his own material.
All right.
Davey did contribute a couple songs on the later albums, but they were usually co-written.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that they were all phony, in a sense. They were all sort of cast. It was they were sort of in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And while they did make a lot of good music, a lot of it was written and performed by other people. They sang the songs, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can accuse them of that. And on the later albums, they started to play more and more of it.
After,
but their biggest hits were generally not performed by, in some cases, any of the Monkees except for
musicians.
The vocals. Yeah.
But then again, the Beach Boys used a lot of studio tracks.
That's true, too. But I'm so, you know, that's kind of the knock against. And you can't, but you, my point is that you can't hold that against Davey.
I don't. I'm just saying, if my personal favorite Monkees, Davey was my fourth favorite Monkee.
Okay, but I
think, that being said, being my fourth favorite Monkee means you're like my 50th favorite human that ever lived. I mean, you know, I love the Monkees.
You can't qualitatively, I don't think, dislike Davey compared to the other guys because he was much of the appeal of the band, I think. I think he was the big, he was the cute one, and he, a lot of the appeal and the popularity of the Monkees
was
down to Davey.
The way Beatles fans kind of go, well, Ringo sucked because he didn't do anything.
Right.
And Beatles fans will pick a side and go, Paul McCartney was all tweaky, tweaky, cheeky, cheepy, chippy, chippy, and Lennon was all complicated and dark.
No, that's, well,
there's not as big a distinction with the Monkees, but I will say that Davey's material tended to more syrupy, fluffier stuff.
Sure, I mean, I'll give you
of,
that.
Of the stuff. I mean, Nesmith wrote Mary Mary, which is like a rocker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Davey would do, you know, Gonna Buy Me a Dog. I mean,
but
so,
I feel like the appeal of the Monkees was that it was for people that, and that's the same thing you're saying with the Beatles, is that it was the four of them together that really made them successful. It was not simply one guy was there and he got lucky and the other guys were talented.
No, and you know, Mike's the one who went out to have a career afterwards, but
sure.
Davey, I love Davey. Don't get me wrong.
He performed, he did lots of concerts on his own. He had some solo hits. You know,
this is a Harry Nilsson.
Harry Nilsson wrote this. So.
Would you say that, like, the Monkees are kind of like the Banana Splits meets the Beatles?
Well,
the Banana Splits were an attempt to knock off the Monkees.
Yeah,
costumes,
I mean,
but
the Monkees were a reaction to the popularity of the Beatles in America. And the Bert Schneider and Bob Rafelson got together. And
here's what I will say for the Monkees.
Because I feel like Banana Splits were perhaps the greatest musical group ever.
I'll tell you what.
We know about your taste in music already.
No. I love the Banana Splits. And I love, you know what? Just because they were studio musicians didn't mean they weren't good.
Well, I'm not saying they weren't good.
Were they bears?
They were a variety of animals. From they were an orangutan and an elephant and a dog, drooper, beagle.
I don't think they ever really
beagle,
got their fair shake
snark.
In the music world. Like, they never won a Grammy.
No, you're right. That's true. Well, you know, Snork had a big
But Joel's making a great point. Well, with the Monkees, what ended up, what started as a kind of a comedic show spoof takeoff on the Beatles, ended up being a legitimate band.
Hey,
so now this is the S from Hell.
That was the S from Hell.
No, that's not the S from Hell.
That is
not the S from Hell.
It's seeing it on the video. You're not seeing it.
It's incorrect.
Why?
That's a wrong video. He mentioned Scream Gens, and I wanted him to play the S.
Wait a minute.
Find a different one.
Look at
it. That's not the right one. That's not the right one. Don't show it to him. Play the right one.
If you're listening to this mess.
Get the real S from Hell. Do not disgrace the S from Hell.
S from Hell 2. Screen Gems S from Hell Recreation.
Yes.
Screen Gems S from Hell.
Corey will recognize
logo.
It once you
Let
play.
Let me see this. Okay. Let's start this one.
Harry is talking about the logo for Screen Gems.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it there.
Oh, okay.
Now you should worship that thing. Because that is the most ingenious. Play it again. No, because it gives me such a sustenance when I see it.
Now it's in a smaller window.
Yeah. Make it a bigger window. Do it one more time because I need it. It's almost like it's a drug.
I need it.
No, listen. Play it. Play it. If I could inject it into my veins, that sound. If I could inject that into my veins, I would fucking be so fucking happy, dude. If that could be like a drug, I could put it into a syringe and just like inject it into my veins. You're not showing it to Corey.
I don't know why.
Do it again. Do not disrespect.
You know what's great is when Harry's here, we both become the straight man.
Here's the thing. You guys, you have to play it in multiples of threes, though.
Honestly, my Android phone is completely...
Because the S from Hell is incredibly powerful.
The S from Hell has taken over your phone.
It's
satanic power.
No, the S from Hell is incredibly important.
So Davy Jones died. It's kind of sad because he was on tour. He was doing his own shows.
Why are you ignoring
the Monkees had reunited even as early as late as last year.
Yeah, they were touring.
And they did some dates. All right, that's enough. I think we're going to end this show in a minute. I can no longer continue with you. I'm trying to eulogize Davy Jones, who I and Corey both
But
like.
I'm saying that, is it possible the S from Hell would be on the TV screen after the show?
Maybe, although I don't think in it. Well, let me see. I might be wrong about Screen Gems.
I mean,
hold on. I'm sorry. Now I got to go look up the
monkeys. No, because the S from Hell would appear off.
You had to look up
after,
who actually produced the monkeys.
Right, please. No, it's a very important consideration.
Because I believe there was a company called Coal Gems that was also involved in the monkeys.
Well, whatever it is, Davy
but
Jones.
The monkeys, by the way, Bert Schneider and Bob Rafelson, who went on to become two of the big mavericks that involved in Easy Rider and Five Easy Pieces.
And don't forget Bert Lahr.
In the late 60s, early 70s. Were involved with the monkeys. Jack Nicholson wrote the screenplay for Head. If you can figure out Head, you're a super genius.
Yeah, it's a great movie, which is not. It's not a lot like the monkeys TV show. It's weird and different.
No, they get
lots of monkeys music and stuff, but it's
they fall into Victor Mature's hair.
Yeah.
And get sucked out.
That's a real cool movie, and if you can.
Well, there was a marathon over the weekend of all the monkeys episodes.
Yeah.
And I'll say this about the monkeys: everybody always slagged them. All the real rock and roll stars out there. All right, I want you to hum 5 Moby Grape songs in your head right now.
Right.
Now I want you to hum 5 Monkey songs in your head. And you could hum 20 Monkey
songs.
Yeah,
the Monkeys,
right?
The Monkeys had lots of good music. They had lots of good people.
They had
that,
the best songwriters money could buy. And the guy who wrote songs in their own band, Mike Nesmith, wrote great stuff.
Okay.
So... right. And
see, Corey, when you mentioned Davy Jones, Corey has to tell you that one of the monkeys was real, and I'm saying it doesn't really matter because you like Davy anyway.
I like Davy. No, right. And if you watch, and I was about to get to it.
Okay.
I'm saying if you like the music, Mike and Peter were legit, and they wrote great, and Mickey wrote good stuff too. And if you watch the show, they're all funny.
Yeah.
The show, actually, it's silly. It's got a very campy 60s style, but you know what? They had this... wacky. They had a tone which doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah, it was sort of a zany, over the top.
Because they were in on the joke.
Yeah,
they never took it seriously for a second of the show, right? And the plots were all hokey intentionally, and they were always being chased by some Russian guy with a microfilm or a gangster or some ridiculous, you know, problem. But they always had a wink and a smile, and they were always
well, they largely ripped off the tone of the two Beatles films. Hard Day's Night and Help would seem to be the sort of the blueprint.
I think they caught the energy, but yeah, Help a little bit, yeah.
You know, because they all lived in the same house.
But they were
legitimately
funny.
Yeah, the monkeys were fun.
Can I just ask something?
Yes, Harry.
You know how there was a parody spoof band of the Beatles, the Ruddles?
Yes.
Okay, was there ever a parody spoof band of the monkeys?
No, maybe you should start that.
Yeah, I'm just
because that seems very timely.
The like, Flunkies.
The Flunkies.
Hey, or the Flunkies.
Or the Orangutans or something like that.
The Bonobos.
And or the Bananas. Or
yeah, and you could be like, they were the fakest band that ever was real. I've always wanted to do a biofilm about the Turtles starring Jonah Hill and Jack Black.
Yeah.
Because the Turtles had 2 fat guys in them.
Oh, that's not even the right.
Oh, you're not even.
I don't even know where I'm at. All right, but that's so. Anyway, Davy Jones is gone, and it's too bad. We like Davy, and I never got a chance to see.
Can you play that song? Oh, I can tell.
I wanted to play that for everyone, so they remember the theme song of the Monkees. Get the funniest looks, which I think everyone remembers. And when this. I don't know.
Screen Gems. It was Screen Gems.
It was Screen Gems. So here
produced by Bob Rafelson and Bert Schneider.
Well, there was another logo that was a different sound. The earlier Screen Gems sounded different, but the S from Hell.
We understand.
Do you recognize the S from Hell?
Yes.
Do you enjoy the S from Hell?
I remember the S from Hell, and there would be. Now I guess the you still get these. You get what do they call them? Indicas. What do they call the? The title card for the production company.
Sure, yeah.
Some of the famous ones include the Mary Tyler Moore, the MGM company, the what was the Ubu, the dog?
Yeah, that was from Family Ties. The
right,
guy, yeah.
Sid Ubu. So it's the Stephen Cannell had him typing at the keyboard and the paper would fly up. So yeah, and that's what Harry's talking about stumping. This is an inside.
But now he's going to go on this S from Hell. He's not going to stop with it.
Now Harry's chatting on Facebook.
Of course he is. All right. So Corey, let's continue the show here. Also dying last week, we got you didn't like
was Joel Radio.
It died right
well,
now.
Actually,
it died you're listening to it. Actually,
it died next week.
You're dying.
We're seeing the death of it.
We'll be in
Harry finally killed this bitch.
Well, listen, we invited Harry in, and
I'm not saying shit. Right?
I want the views to go up, but I do want people to watch the song. The song's great.
Yeah,
and the video is great, and people should watch that. And I hope it spikes. Harry, we get a spike of 30 to 40 views.
You are going to get
based
several,
on this show.
You're going to get 6 to 10 clicks.
Consider the holiday rap that Corey suggests.
I mean, it's a thought. It's just a thought.
As long as
Joel
idea. Does it with me,
it's a lot of look. It's
I'm
a
also going to consider the other thing that could derail Joel's career as well.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
well, we 2 weeks ago on this very program.
Yeah.
We discussed a man named Ray Stevens.
We did, yeah.
All right? And I think Ray Stevens' theater in Branson was destroyed by the tornado.
They did have some damage in Branson.
The tornado ripped through Branson.
One of the tornadoes.
Okay, now Ray Stevens is a jackass.
Okay.
But Harry, you would take his money in a heartbeat, right? All of us would say, I would take half Ray Stevens' money and be delighted with myself.
Well, it's...
Right?
Well, I mean,
he
the
did
guy's...
guitars and...
The guy's successful on that level.
So Harry's like, oh, I'm... that's too cheesy. Now, you know what I've found in
but,
my life? Artistic integrity has gotten me nowhere to this point.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
it's all about...
let's go.
Listen, everybody... Listen, everybody in the world from you know, the goofiest of Adam Sandler's to whoever you want to bring out there as far as musicians... You know, every shitty musician loved the Beatles as a kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They all did. And it's just you get to a point where
the
you
Beatles
just go.
Rules.
Well, I know. But what I'm point is that everybody had, you know, everybody.
I bet Phil Collins loved the Beatles.
Everybody.
He made the shittiest records ever made.
Well, he was in Genesis,
did you
too.
You know that I'm coming
records,
out
but,
with a.
But
I am
the
coming
worst
out with
actors
a...
in the world watch the greatest films. They watch Orson Welles and Hitchcock and these things.
Yeah.
And they went on to make, you know, they had to be hacked, some of them. So, you know, you can't sit here and say that, you know. That everybody sort of has to be a great artist. There's plenty of room for people to just have some success being different and being funny. And, you know, Ray Stevens has made a career out of that.
That is true.
So maybe that's a, you know, that's what you should do.
Just furiously typing.
He's typing like a man. Possessed.
Harry's creating an event on
Facebook.
To be efficient.
The death of JoelRadio.net.
Yes, it's going to be a...
You're all invited.
The wake for Joel Radio and the Corey and Joel Radio show. The entire
Joel
archive will
not,
go in flames.
The Joel Radio is surviving, believe it or not. We're like that baby that got thrown into a field a couple miles away, but we're still alive.
It was kind of like the Wizard of Oz, except with an unhappy ending.
The house landed on the baby.
There's a joke, Harry. There you go.
There you go. Now you perform that.
You think I could do that?
You know, Mara's comedy
it
contest.
Was like the Wizard of Oz, but instead of meeting a tin man and a lion,
they all died in a money field. The end.
She met internal bleeding. That's what she met. You're the worst human being I've ever seen.
He's never
He's
laughed
cackling
harder.
Hysterically.
Oh He's God. Never laughed
a
more.
A child dies.
I'm trying to laugh at tragedy because it's terrible. And I'm really
right.
upset.
Well,
it almost rocked my faith in God.
Well,
and
you know
Christ.
What, Harry? I've been trying to
it
laugh.
It rocked my faith in
Hold
God
on.
And Christ.
Harry, I've been trying to laugh at a terrible tragedy called your career for about a decade.
Come on. We're,
and,
we're here to help,
what?
Harry. We want people to watch his video. I'm fucking myself
That's it.
On Valentine's Day.
I'm
going to
be opening for J. Chris Newberg.
Well, good. You know what? You enjoy that on at Planned Brunch. By the way, let me plug
by
that
By the way,
show.
My girlfriend is opening for J. Chris Newberg as well. So.
Yeah, I might not even do that.
I believe Tony Klee, Jim Talkington, Halfway House.
Yeah.
Everyone's opening.
Keith Rodney and CeCe
March,
Dynamite are opening.
I believe it's March 18th at O'Mara's in Berkeley. O'Mara's, O'Mara's. I can never decide.
My friend Corey
Is it O'Mara's or O'Mara's?
O'Mara's. We'll be opening for J. Chris Newberg, and I will be a special guest.
Yeah.
Originally, I was opening, but I let him open because J. Chris Newberg called him and also whatever. Chris originally wanted me to open, but I was like, you're more polished a comedian than
you
I
go
am,
ahead
so.
And do whatever you need to do, buddy. You can show up. Go ahead.
I hate you, Corey.
Can I plug a good radio show while we're here?
Why bother now?
Well, because
okay,
I did it recently. Did an episode of The Fun House.
Oh.
On Psychopathic Radio. If you haven't checked that out yet,
Wait, I thought you were going to plug a good radio.
Well,
show.
It is a good, and I'll explain why. It is. It was myself and
perhaps your girlfriend.
Harry. Can I get some dap on
if
that?
If you
one,
haven't seen on. Psychopathic Radio, it is a video. It is a video podcast now. It streams with 5 cameras. It's really terrific. High quality video for you. And the show from 2/28/2012, John Tenney was my guest.
Okay.
So you can see John Tenney talk about he's going on a Bigfoot
Frequent
hunt.
Guest right here.
Yeah, and John was great on there, and we had lots of callers.
In the mothership,
and,
the headquarters.
I don't want to give away the other thing I did
John
on the show.
John Tenney was on...
On Psychopathic Radio.
Anytime, I'm MC Sappler is permanently banned.
All right, listen.
Anytime you
want to
get on the
Tenney
mic.
Is on
the...
All right.
But anyway, so John was on, and it was a real good show. And I pulled a funny prank, which I thought everyone will enjoy.
Harry, anytime you want to talk into the microphone.
If you want to see me and Miss Terry, my girlfriend, is on there doing her thing. And
I'm so tired of her. She's going to try to steal my Chardonnay.
So anyway, if you want to watch
also appearing
The Funhouse, it's available on YouTube. Just search for Psychopathic Radio Archive. It's from 22812, Ashtrays and Action Figures and The Funhouse. Those are the
there you go.
Ashtrays and Action Figures hosted by Twisted and Blaze, and then we're on right after that.
I believe that's also...
It's at the two-hour and 20-minute mark, the show starts. But all right, enough of that. I just wanted to plug that because John was on, and people like John on the show. People like me, or they used to anyway before the show. And so if you want to check me out on Psychopathic Radio, because I'm all painted up and I'm acting goofy, it's funny.
Well, there you go.
It's enjoyable. It's
Harry, why don't you paint yourself up and act goofy?
Wait, you just gave me another idea. Maybe I'll paint myself green when I perform.
Yeah, there you go.
Milky the
Clown.
For
the J. Chris Newberg show.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, and if you want more...
How can I paint myself green? Oh.
You could Hulk out in the middle of your St. Patrick's Day video with all the rage of not
That's
getting...
a great idea.
You could be like, Harry...
You are giving me these good ideas.
Hold on, Harry. How about like halfway through the video...
Yeah!
Angry for not getting pussy. That you just
about roller derby.
All right,
is it my fault?
No, I was.
So this goes. This goes on for a while. So it's a long season. You guys go check them out this week. And any predictions? You guys want to make predictions? Go ahead.
That was another night when I.
I mean, I'm going to predict that wins.
Yeah, of course.
I don't.
That's what I would hope you'd say.
Exactly.
Who would say anything else?
No matter how hard I try, I don't think I'm going to win.
I want to hear you say that you're going to win, and Juggalos will come out, hopefully, and pick a side. I would go with Hamtramck's team, the Pissed Offs, because I know you. I know you. I'm not telling Juggalos.
There's a local event here called the Hamtramck Blowout, which is in a town called Hamtramck, Michigan.
Lauren doesn't listen to your podcast, does she?
Whatever. Listen, let me explain the story before you.
No one's
going
to listen
people.
To this podcast.
Yeah, people, even if they did, they turned it off a long time ago. But and it's this big. They consider it, you know, America's biggest local music festival. That whether or not that's true, this is a place where there's a dozen or so venues in Hamtramck that have live bands over 4 nights. And people go down there and get drunk, and you can walk from bar to bar and watch all these different bands. And it's been going on for, I don't know what, a good 15th annual one. And of course, in Hamtramck, I used to live there. This was before this podcast. But I lived there for about 2.5 years, and it was largely known as a Polish village.
It's an enclave inside Detroit.
Yeah, it's inside Detroit.
It's a... About what, 2.5 miles?
Yeah, it's not very big.
It's not very big, but it's surrounded by Detroit. It's technically Detroit, but it is its own city
inside the thing. And so anyway, they've had this thing, and Hamtramck has really been kind of going down in the shitter, not unlike the rest of the Detroit area. And finally, this place, the Painted Lady, they're having these girls are leaving, and then this guy abducts them at gunpoint. Yeah. And did you see the footage of there was footage from the gas station when the girl got rescued. Yeah, she was a girl in like a leather jacket.
Know,
she looked
really...
like she. They look like friends of ours, basically. And they
look
on...
like they had just done the open mic.
I was at the blowout this weekend, and in 15 years, I can't remember a couple people had cars broken into. And this and that, but there's never been a major incident like this. And it is sad because Hamtramck was, for decades, it was where, and it still is to some extent.
Yeah.
Where the Polish community would come, and there is manufacturing still there. There's still a plant.
Mm-hmm.
There's an American Axle, but it used to be an automotive blue collar, largely Polish, maybe Lithuanian, Ukrainian, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And now there used to be 8 Polish bakeries. There's like 3.
Yeah,
it shrank. A lot of the older Polish people have died off or aren't coming anymore.
Yeah, they moved to the suburbs.
There's still a couple great restaurants.
The Punchkis are leaving.
if you enjoy sausage and dumplings as much as I do,
yeah,
pierogies. But it's a real bummer. But it was still a fun event. It was packed. There were crowds. And what happens is you go from and Hamtramck used to be, as I said, a blue collar. So there's like 1 million dives. There's probably more bars per capita in Hamtramck than there are just about anywhere else.
That's what they used to say about it anyway. I don't know if, you know.
So what happened is that, what you do is you just walk from venue to venue, and there's 250 bands, and they're stacked one after the next. So you just run over to the next place and see who you want to see. And it's a great event, but bummer. So, all right, so we've had...
So there was this attack, but the way it ties into us, too, is that this is a comedy venue as well. They have an open mic comedy show on Thursday nights. And the one time I went to this open mic, it was kind of frightening. Like, the neighborhood had just really gone to hell. And I was always very concerned about, you know, going there again. I said, well, I don't think I'm going to that place because the neighborhood shot. And now...
Now you're going to get kidnapped.
Because of comedy night, but on a Saturday night, somebody did get kidnapped. And raped.
Well, so. Joel is afraid of the city now.
I'm not afraid. Listen. All I'm saying is that.
Can I put a promo for Painted Lady Comedy Thursdays? If you want to get raped and kidnapped, go to Painted Lady Comedy.
Create an event.
All right.
The parking lot outside the Painted Lady. Rape at gunpoint.
Okay. All right, I've had enough.
Invite all the ladies.
You know, I know. Really,
I'm making jokes. Harry
wants to throw me out.
Harry
of here.
Is serious, but listen.
Oh,
I want to just say that it's a crime. It's a shame that happened. I've enjoyed the Hamtramck blowout. I've enjoyed the city of Hamtramck. I'm sorry to hear that people that went down there to have a good time didn't have a good time. But
this is really honestly,
it's a sign of the times, though. I think I do not believe that this is
The neighborhood is
isolated
changed.
Incident.
It's
yes.
definitely changed, and it's a bummer. But
I was telling Corey, you know, it used to be just sort of this working class place, and they had all these bars, and you could go down there and have a good time. And now it really feels like the ghetto. It really feels like the slum.
Yeah, I mean,
it's also a place where a lot of rock and rollers and you know. Kids who get their first place move to Hamtramck.
But I would agree more like, if let's just be honest now. If it was just more Polish and German people living there instead of blacks, then that never would have happened.
Okay, all right. Harry, thank you so much for coming to the show. I want to thank you for offending everybody.
Blacks have nothing to do with Hamtramck.
Let's hold this. Let's wind this out. Where's the joke there? If you're going to make a joke, make a joke.
On, that's enough of that. Harry's making jokes.
Is there a joke in there?
Next topic, Corey. What should we talk about next? I mean, you want to talk about Andrew Breitbart died, and you were an enemy of his, or I guess he was an enemy of your you politically, if not personally.
I mean, I never met the guy.
You never met the guy.
I never had a bad, you know, email exchange or anything or Twitter. But he was a political activist who was on the opposite perspective for me. And, you know, he was a hardcore guy.
He was a right winger. He came up with Matt Drudge and assisted with the formation and running of the Drudge Report and then went on to create... his own websites. He also assisted Arianna Huffington in getting a Huffington Post off the ground and sort of was this this internet entrepreneur. But he always had a conservative stance and was even involved in what people call scandalous things when the Acorn scandal, if you know what that is, and all this.
That was a big time.
And
scandal.
He was, he was sort of a shady character, and a lot of people just thought he was a real dick.
He was a turd. He was a turd in a punch bowl. Let's be honest.
So you're not, you weren't a big fan.
I hated the guy. I thought he was a creep. I thought he was a real creep. The issues. Okay, the successes that he had. Now I won't dispute his effectiveness, but the things that he. Okay, here's what he did. He. Acorn was a voter registration and community activism organization which tried to empower inner city communities to go register to vote.
Go ahead, keep talking.
And they ran a scam where they had a sting where they had guys go in and they posed as pimps and hoes and said they wanted to run hookers. Now, that's kind of funny.
It is funny. When you see the video of it, it is actually, it's
staff,
hard to take it seriously.
The staff kind of just sat there and went, so you want to do what? Like, I would imagine the staff at any kind of fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy people walk into places like, and they remember when
took them seriously.
When Joel lived in Hamtramck, we found a dog, or was it a cat?
Found a cat, yes.
Okay, we found a cat. And we took it to the Humane Society.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, the staff at the Humane Society did not exactly in the middle of in Detroit. did not exactly respond with the level of professionalism that you would expect.
Well, the guy was fine. It just was, you know, it was another.
I'm saying his targets were small time.
Yeah,
they were not. He did not go and uncover the chemical spill that was killing millions of people.
And I don't need to get into detail, but the Betty Sherrod thing, he was
Shirley Sherrod,
Shirley Sherrod, whoever that was. And then, you know, he did something.
He edited a video.
He edited a video in sort of an unethical way.
He did a lot of dirty tricks. And you know what? And the targets he went after, Shirley Sherrod was an agriculture department secretary.
Yeah.
And he edited a video on her and got her fired.
Yeah.
And then he got Anthony Weiner fired for... sending his pictures of his dick. Now, Anthony Weiner bungled his own defense.
He did,
horribly, and really
he was
ruined his own
enemy.
Career. Yeah. But at the end of the day, does sending his a picture of his dick have any impact on his ability to operate as a congressman?
Absolutely not. The denial, the cover-up was worse than the crime, as they say, all of these things, with Clinton, with his picadillos.
Did Newt Gingrich's leaving his wife cancer affect his ability to be Speaker of the House? It was morality politics, and it was cheap, shoddy tricks. And when Ted Kennedy died, he didn't wait more than 30 seconds to call him every name in the book. He called him a cocksucker.
So people took their opportunity.
So you know what happened when Breitbart died? Some people, not all, a lot of people played the, oh, you can't speak well of the ill of the dead. Here's my opinion on that. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
No one has yet escaped death except Harry, who's actually a 600-year-old vampire, from what I can tell, which is why he's so bored with human affairs that he's updating Fuckbook while we're doing the podcast.
Come on, please talk to me.
And
I like this. I forgot Harry was here. Come
right,
on, keep talking.
I know.
I'm trying to be quiet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, the point is, some people really took the time to slam him.
Some people did. You know what? And maybe he shouldn't have slammed him. But he didn't show any respect.
He didn't.
Keith Olbermann didn't say anything, and I think that was weird.
Why did he not? That was very odd, because you said Keith Olbermann was slamming him night after night.
Keith Olbermann ran a segment. Okay, so Breitbart, about two months ago, went to the CPAC convention, which is the Conservative Political Action Convention. Okay. Which is where all the big conservative speakers come. And a bunch of Occupy people, Occupy movement people, protested the CPAC convention.
Sure.
And Breitbart was like, had a wine glass in his hand and went out and yelled at the crowd, which is something I'm not above doing and have done stuff like that.
Okay.
He went out and yelled at the crowd and was like, behave yourselves. And then he said, stop raping people, because there's been reported incidents of
sexual
assault.
There was violence at some of those Occupy things.
And he had a list, and most of the list was proven to be kind of not, anyway, whatever. So Olbermann ran that every night, ran him yelling at the crowd, and then he would cut in like Sam Kinison from Back to School doing his monologue about nuking the Vietnamese back into the Stone Age. And
but he dies, and Olbermann's got nothing to say. I thought
that was bizarre and a little bit weak from Keith. I didn't like that.
I don't know what his deal was with him. But then again, Olbermann, again, you know, you're on a channel. When you're on current TV, it's like,
Well, yeah, he's in a...
He can get away with stuff, but at the same time...
He's not getting the attention he did.
He might have gotten attention. This would have been a chance for him to finally, you know, maybe seize the opportunity to get some viewers over on that current TV.
I think current's still trying to get.
He
on.
Took the high road, quote, whatever that is, and
he pulled. If you can't say something nice, I guess. I thought it was a little
mysterious.
I don't
know either. Yeah, I think
I thought it was mysterious. If Harry died today,
well, it's inconsistent.
We would mention it on next week's
Joel
Radio.
There's an inconsistency in his behaviors there. And that he can dump on this guy, and then all of a sudden say nothing. And it's kind of like, come on, dude. Mm-hmm. You gotta.
Matt Taibbi wrote a piece in Rolling Stone that was titled Death of a Douche.
Yeah.
But if you read the piece, Taibbi said, I didn't like the guy, but I thought he was an interesting figure, and I thought he had a sense of humor.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy.
And if you read the article, it's not as bad
How old was Breitbart? He was 43. Yeah, so he's a young guy. He shouldn't
that's
be dropping dead at that age. I hope the guy...
Is the guy that was like the blogger?
Yeah.
Thanks for helping out, Harry. Thanks for jumping in.
We read his whole goddamn resume, and Harry's going.
No, he played. Here's what the thing.
I don't even know what Harry's
played.
Doing
boring
on his computer.
Conversation.
No, I'm
like
sure it is, but that's what our listeners like. Believe
Breitbart,
it or not.
Breitbart played.
Like
he
political
played,
shit.
Well, whatever. It's
Breitbart
interesting.
Played bass in the Monkees.
I don't follow politics.
Do you know Senator not Mike?
That would involve doing something. Put some effort into it.
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever been diagnosed with ADD? Has anyone ever given you some lithium or something to calm
not
you down?
Not lithium.
No?
So Davy Jones is in a tornado. Are you following along? Are you seeing what we're going with here? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know.
I'd like to welcome you. We began podcasting. Joel and I began podcasting together in 2005.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
I'd like to officially welcome you to the worst single episode we've ever done.
And honestly, I think this might be like the 7-year anniversary of us podcasting, and it's us arguing with Harry.
Oh, make it stop.
But it's fine. What else is going on in the news, Corey? What else can we cover? I mean, there's so much.
A gentleman in Michigan filed a lawsuit claiming the price of popcorn is too high at the movie.
And you know what? He's right. But you know what? He's not going to win the lawsuit. So I'm not sure what the point was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that you can sue over that.
What about the lady that sued the university because her roommate was having too much sex?
I don't know anything about that.
Well,
but the point with the movie theater is I guess we have a government that is supposed to protect us against, you know, when things are overpriced and consumer, you know, we have consumer protection laws and that. But apparently those don't apply when it comes to, like, things like the price of gas or the price of movie theater concessions and these things. I'm not really sure why that is.
Here's the story. This guy, right. Yeah. Joshua Thompson.
And he's a local guy. He's in the Detroit
from
area.
From Livonia, Michigan, yeah. Where Joey's Comedy Club is. An avid moviegoer from Livonia, Michigan, used to bypass the high prices charged for theater popcorn, soda, and candy by bringing his own treats, said his attorney, Kerry Morgan. But Thompson arrived at his local theater outside Detroit recently to find a new sign telling customers they were no longer allowed to bring in their own goodies. Mm-hmm. He called me and said, can they do that? Morgan told the Times, the LA Times. The attorney said his first reaction was, sure they can do that, it's private property. But then he began doing a little legal research and came across the Michigan Consumer Protection Act, a statute designed to prevent price gouging. So he believes that this is an example of price gouging. I, oddly enough, even though I work reviewing movies, rarely ever get movie theater concessions.
Right, because anyone that knows anyone, like I worked in movie theaters for about 5 years when I was younger.
Right.
And yeah, nobody bought that shit.
And
I mean, we didn't.
Well,
you know,
okay.
With the guys that
well,
were
first
there.
Of all, I'm
we got the popcorn for free and our sodas if we brought our own cups. That was what we got.
First of all, I'm fat enough.
Right,
so I don't really need to eat buttered popcorn every time I go to a movie, which is often 4 or 5 times a week. So I don't, although, and if I do have popcorn at the movie, it's popcorn that the theater provides.
Sure, yeah,
for
they'll
a press
provide
screening.
You guys, yeah.
So I will occasionally have popcorn.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't really look, but I know it's ridiculous. Because every once in a while, I'll be stuck at a theater all day. I'll do, like, 5 movies in a row.
Yeah.
And I'll go, oh, and I'll have to get, like, a pretzel or something. Mm. And the pretzel is $4.
The theaters.
For the stuffed pretzel.
Because the theaters, their claim is that, well, there's very low margins on the movies. They get, depending upon, you know, what happens in the movie theater is that the longer the movie runs, for each week that it runs, they get a better cut of the tickets,
right.
The theater. So but since what they're saying is that, you know, on something like a $9 movie ticket, the theater itself is getting less than $1 of that money.
Yes.
Most of the money is going to the film
I don't know
company.
The exact numbers, but...
But that's what they would bandy around when I worked there.
I think it's like the first 3 weeks... It goes down each week.
But they negotiate it, yeah.
I think it goes down each week.
It's not a fixed number. It's negotiated over the lifespan of the movie.
But say opening weekend of a movie, the studios will take 85%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
And then the percentage will go down the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But very few movies play for more than a couple weeks. You know what I mean? Most movies are gone out of your theater within 3 weeks.
So that's why they charge what they charge for the concessions.
Yeah, that's why
they're trying
to
keep the lights on and provide you with the theater when they're only making.
Well, this is why 3D is a boon.
Yes,
because the theater gets a higher percentage of the larger ticket price.
I guess I guess they consider that a fee.
If you tack on $1,
and the fee, I guess, doesn't go to the movie company; it goes to. The theater.
Harry, do you want to plug your event that you've been typing furiously on Facebook?
When he's ready, he'll plug it.
You guys don't want me to talk.
It's fine. You can talk. You just gotta be part of the conversation, bro.
I'm trying to let you guys talk.
It's fine. I like that, Harry's. I like that, Harry.
No, I liked everything.
You have something, you
except that
in.
All black people are rapists. I liked all of the stuff up till then.
I'm listening. He's going to edit that part. That's fine.
Probably not, but
all right,
I might have edited it the first time you said it, but
I'm
now
racist,
that it's been mentioned,
right?
Fine. Okay, listen. I want to move on, and the movie theater. This guy has no chance at this thing succeeding, though.
It seems like a tough loss.
It seems done. It does.
Come on, move on. That's not a very interesting topic.
Well, Corey brought it up.
What do you want to talk about, Harry?
I want to talk about that kid who died. Like
all right. What else is there to? I don't even know how long this show has been.
Let's talk about Santorum and what it really means.
It's been long enough.
It's been like really has been.
No. Let's talk about Hugo or let's talk about the artist or.
Well, we had the Oscars and we haven't been on since then and
I thought we were going to talk about breakup songs. You told me you promised.
Well, we can get to that in a second. Let me talk about the Oscars now that you bring that up.
I didn't know you had a side deal with Joel over there.
The Oscars. I thought one of the duller, least memorable shows We think in the history of the Oscars, at least in our recent history that we can remember.
There's been worse. Ellen was dreadful.
Ellen was terrible. But the movies that won, I think, are maybe some of the least memorable. I mean, I loved Hugo. I had Hugo in my top 10 for the year, and I thought it was probably the best movie that was nominated.
I don't know if Hugo's a real memorable movie.
But, I don't know that the public really cares about it. Apparently, these grosses of these movies that were nominated were some of the lowest since they've gone to the new format of nominating, 9 or 10 movies. So, really, people not behind it, and the question is, what's the fix? They brought back Billy Crystal to host because people wanted that old-time Billy Crystal show.
Well, because he was Jewish.
And they got... And they got the all-time Billy Crystal, and he was doing, Billy Crystal first started the show 22 years ago, and that's when he wrote those jokes, apparently. Because
I like that little video montage.
He did the exact same thing.
I thought that was great.
But he did that for years. First of all, the story behind that is what they say, and I don't... MTV claims that they started sticking their hosts in the movies. They're very
defensive.
On their
dumb movie awards?
That Ben Stiller and Janine Garofalo would do that.
Okay.
And that Billy Crystal saw that, or some Oscar producer. And then Billy started doing that, sticking himself in the movies.
You know who?
And that became a bit for him. So
you know who writes jokes for the Oscars?
Who's that?
Bruce Valanche.
No, I don't even know if he was listed as a writer for this one. It was, I think Elaine Boozler was credited on this one.
Really?
It was really...
Elaine?
No, it was Carol Leifer. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting my 80s. Female, I think it was Carol Leifer was credited with being one of the
just as relevant.
Yeah, Carol Leifer. So I mean, you got this. You really sort of got. And look, you don't need Anne Hathaway and that other jerk off sitting up there, with James Franco.
That was dreadful.
They were no good. The gay Oscars with Hugh Jackman hosting was no good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've tried and failed at other things. I'm bringing back Billy Crystal was an improvement over. Look, when you create the worst thing in the world ever. Like, anything's an improvement. You know what I mean? When you have...
That was dreadful. Well, Anne Hathaway and James...
And I said this last year. I said, look, you hire two people who've never hosted a live event and never done live comedy in front of an audience to do that exact thing. And it's like, how did you expect it to go?
Might as well have hired Jim Talkington.
Well, whatever. I mean, you hire a guy who can do the job. And they hired...
Anne looks a lot like Jim Talkington.
But they had, Eddie Murphy was going to host the show.
Jim, by the way, is in Harry's video.
Yeah, if you see the weird old guy that's
he's in I'm Fucking Myself on Valentine's Day.
The weird guy that isn't Harry.
Yeah, the weird guy.
The weird old guy that isn't Harry.
The weird guy that's not.
Corey loves knocking on me. This was supposed to be me and Joel today, and then now it's Corey.
No. Corey was here, and Corey likes the song, and he wants to promote it.
I thought Corey
did
was
I not,
my friend.
See, here's the thing. Harry, I say something nice.
Corey was supposed to be my friend.
You don't hear the nice thing I say.
No.
You're too busy making...
He's just saying, I'm ruining the show.
You're too busy laughing hysterically.
I just wanted to bring you guys the S from hell.
Can I give you the S from hell?
Yeah, please. Can I?
Yeah, that'll come.
Right, let me get a minute.
We could just put that into a syringe.
Let me just get a minute.
And we could inject
hell.
That into my vein.
That's your Prozac. Is that what it is?
That would be the best.
Is that like your Prozac?
Dude, if I could inject the S from hell into my bloodstream, dude, please, I just want to hear it again.
Somehow I got...
Can I whip out my penis?
No, you can't do that, actually. It's not allowed. I will throw it.
I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day.
No, that's not...
I think that...
Wouldn't you say I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day, though, is a little bit old now?
Well, I mean...
Oh, God. Oh, God! What a release!
Yeah, that's good, right?
God, it's
beautiful.
You
want it again?
Let's hear it again. And two more times. Dude, if my penis could somehow have that soundtrack right when I'm about to release, play it again. To be honest with you, I would love to record a rap song, like sample just do that again.
There's like a trumpet line that could be.
Yo, this is MT Sample, the place to be, chilling with my homie Joe Fragamenti and Corey Hall. Yo, I'd rather be at the mall.
It's the next verse. That's enough.
Dude, that's
of the
best.
Gems.
S from hell, dude. I love you. I will always love you. One day,
we did a show.
One day, I hope to see you one day in heaven.
You know when you quit the show, Corey? I had him in, and he did 60 minutes of the S from hell.
That's why I came back.
And I called the show.
It was so bad.
I called the show the guest from hell. And I think you got in trouble with your wife. And we're talking about, I don't know what. Harry comes in.
This show has gotten me into more trouble.
Can we talk about something else then?
Oh, God.
I think that this song...
There's an S from Hell movie coming out. There's the official trailer is right here.
Sure, there is. Okay. Look. I thought when I heard I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day, I thought maybe you were referring to somebody specific. That's what I thought. And I don't know if Corey thought the same thing, but I'm saying I thought that maybe you were writing about somebody personally.
I thought it was about, a comedic ode.
That maybe it was about like an ex-girlfriend or something. I mean, you do mention that in the song. Did it come from reality? Was there
did you
something?
Just say, did it cunt from no, did reality?
I didn't say that.
It's everybody. Listen, this show is supposed to be about breakups, okay? We're talking about politics. We're talking about some guy who died at 43. Who gives a fuck? The bottom line is that song is about everybody that's gone through a breakup. Joel, have you ever been through a breakup?
Well, I have, actually.
Davy Jones.
Corey, have you ever been through a breakup?
Sure. Davy Jones and Andrew Breitbart broke up with the world. but they broke up with life.
But, you're saying that wasn't true then, or it is?
Well, no, it's... I mean, listen, we've all been through breakups is what I'm saying. And I'm just trying to say that, like, it's a general song about everybody. Bill fucking Hamill, a.k.a. The Halfway House, is talking about his breakup. I'm talking about my breakups, in the past. You know, we've all been through breakups.
I had a girl break up with me. We sat on the couch and watched an entire episode of The West Wing. And then she broke up with me.
Yeah, that's...
No, but here's the
thing.
That
was cold.
There's a song out there right now. Can I just talk about it for a second? Because I'm really into this whole breakup phenomenon.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll pull it up for you.
So the thing is like, I heard this song. I was in Chicago a week and a half ago. I'm driving back from Chicago. I hear this song on the radio. First of all, I'm hearing songs on the radio in Chicagoland that are so much more sophisticated than the songs I hear in Michigan. Because Michigan is, like, incredibly dumbed down, like where we live in southeastern Michigan. We don't hear, like, sophisticated music unless you listen to WDT, which Corey sometimes does. Anyway.
So I got satellite.
Long story short. Okay, fine. You're great. And you're better than me. But my brother has satellite. Whatever. It's all good. All right, so the thing is this.
Oh, Harry.
I heard this great song, and I was like, I've heard this song before. I like it. Now I'm really – this is the second – you know how it takes a few times to you to like a song? So, like, the second time I heard it, I was like, wow, I'm really into this song. This is a cool song. So I heard the song, and then I came to O'Mara's. I'm there like last Thursday, and I'm like looking for the song on the internet. I finally pull it up, and I see a video, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is a cool-ass video. And then I notice it has 85 million views. Well, now the video has like 100 million views, and this was like as of last week. It's had 50 more
million. I have it here.
Apparently, I'm telling you, it's the number one viral video out there. It's by Gautier. Somebody I used to know. It's the greatest video. I want you to play this song now. This is the great song.
I'm playing it right now. People are hearing it at home. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. It's kind of a sad, it's kind of a breakup song.
You gotta watch the video though.
It's a guy singing in his bathtub or something.
No. Just, you gotta watch.
But I mean, I'm doing a show. I'll watch it later.
Sounds a little bit like The Zombies.
No, you're gonna love this song. Well, you never heard of me?
It's kind of more of an acoustic.
You never heard this song. Here we go. Now watch this. Okay, so he's on a backdrop, and there's like this like drawing. It's a very different song. He's from Belgium. He was raised in Australia. This guy is going to be the biggest star. He's going to be the biggest star for the Grammys this year. He's going to be a new artist. Watch this.
I don't know. I find the song a little boring. I listen to the song. You told me get
the song,
and I downloaded it.
It's got 15 million views.
It doesn't mean it's good. It's okay.
But wait. The song changes right now. It's gonna just give it a second. And then there's a beautiful girl named Kimbra in there. She's amazingly beautiful, and she looks like Katy Perry but prettier. And watch this. Now he sounds. It's all talking about like breaking up and stuff. Here, check it out.
The video is, there's parts of it that are sort of akin to like Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer a little bit.
You're the second person I've heard say that.
I mean, because I grew up then in the 80s and
I grew up in the 60s.
I mean, what do you think of the song, Corey? Just listening to it.
It's all right.
It's fine.
First time he's ever heard it.
I'll be honest, I'll probably hear this on Sirius XMU.
Probably.
Yeah. Shortly.
I'm telling you, if you hear it a few times, Corey, this song will become addicting to you.
It's a decent song. It sounds a lot like Young the Giant or...
It's okay. It's just a little dull for me. I'm not hearing a big enough hook.
Now look.
Foster the People.
Look what's happening.
It does remind me of Foster People, and I don't like that either.
Listen, I'll give you guys a bolt, a pumped up kick very, very quick if you don't shut the fuck up, all right? You guys do not run faster than my bullet. So get the fuck... Listen, that song is the best fucking song.
Yeah,
and he's
going to
win
fine.
Best New Artist, Gautier and Kimbra are going to dominate the Grammys. You watch.
It's not. It doesn't have a big hook. Here, you want a song with a hook? I'll give you a song with a hook.
I'll give you a fucking hook you'll never forget.
Forget it. I'll just move along.
You want to hear a
Here's
hook?
A song with a hook.
It's yo, redheads, I don't care about your baggage.
It's called
I'm
going to
give you my corned beef and
like,
cabbage.
Speaking of redheads, should we talk about Christina Hendricks?
You know, I don't know. Maybe we should just...
Harry just ate a Cheeto off the floor. It's all over, everybody. Show's over.
Can we talk about Angel Babcock?
Well, you know, we did have a major celebrity nude news over the weekend here, and maybe we should get to that. Because Corey and I like to cover that.
Harry doesn't want to talk about politics. Let's talk about what really matters. Tits.
Let's talk about
tits. That's what
Let's
really
talk
matters.
About tits. So, over the weekend, not one but two female celebrities who have thus far gone without showing their goodies. I had some leaked pics show up online. And this was the uber annoying and possibly fading into obscurity Olivia Munn, who I don't like very much.
Well, she had a failed pilot and a failed, you know.
She was like, the series was picked up. It wasn't just a failed
pilot. Failed series.
Yeah, it was a failed series. What was that called? The Perfect Couples.
Yeah, and it was basically the same premise as, like, what's the one that has Casey Wilson on it now?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
It was another Friends knockoff.
It's kind of a Friends thing, yeah. And Perfect Couples didn't last, and she's been in a couple of bad movies. But what I love is that she did Playboy. She was on the cover of Playboy magazine and kept her clothes on.
How dare she?
And I'm like, well, you got a lot of gall. So I just want to thank the genius, whatever brilliant hacker that our teaching kids to use computers at the age of three has given us. If nothing else in this world, it's given us celebrity tits. And I'm going to give that a round of applause right there.
So there you go. Give,
although I have to say, Olivia Munn's pictures. Well, what's interesting, and I was talking to Corey. I talked Corey through the whole thing today. Because Corey never had seen these until I called him.
You did break news for me.
And there's like two pictures of her nude, but you don't see her face. But then she has these other pictures. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Do you want to see these?
Harry, you got to look at these.
Yeah, well, this is not. Well, we'll get to her in a minute, but this is this Olivia.
I like titles.
This here, let me show you this pic of her. Right, so you got this.
What is that?
She's all right. You
does
know,
she work at Painted Lady as well?
She just she's an actress and a TV
is
show.
Is she from Michigan?
Host? No, she's not. She's from.
What's the connection here?
There was pictures of her that were stolen, apparently, of her naked.
Come
like this, like
you know, all that stuff is just. Made.
Well, that's what we don't know. But there's a picture of her nude there, Harry, and.
I've given up porn for Lent, and I'm not allowed to.
All right, well, that's fine. We'll look, and everyone at home
will
go take a look.
If you scan down, you get to see Miley Cyrus's bra in Hollywood.
Right.
So.
But, you know, the point is that she didn't want to release these. But what I thought was even maybe more scandalous is she has all of these pictures where she, like, wrote on them, it looks like, or she, like, sort of Photoshopped them and put a bunch of text on them. And they're all these, like, naughty things that she's sending to her boyfriend.
See, I don't know about, I don't know about those.
Apparently, what somebody said in a forum, because there's a forum where a lot of this stuff emanates from. In fact, I'll give them a plug, fun.org, P-H-U-N, P-H.
Really?
Fun with a P-H, P-H-U-N.org.
And remember, please, everyone, join Fuckbook with a P-H.
They're a celebrity forum for celebrity pictures. And they're claiming that this is something that she does on her Twitter, is that she sends out these photos with, you know, little writings
those
on them.
Those look pretty doctored up.
But so anyway, she's on here talking about all this stuff.
Would you fuck Perez Hilton?
That she wants.
What?
I just thought I would ask Joel.
What do you think the answer is going to be here? Really? I mean, when you ask a question
would
like that.
Would you give Perez Hilton your S from hell?
I love that the S from hell is what gets Harry excited.
Nothing more exciting.
Harry couldn't care less about politics.
I'm trying to get
a naked chick.
I don't care. Listen, I like Santorum.
But a goddamn logo from the 60s.
If you're listening,
that gets you excited.
Hold on. If you're listening to this podcast, I want you all to vote for Santorum. Thank you.
Yeah. I want Corey. I can't decide if Corey's going to smack him or just sort of. You don't even have the energy anymore.
You know,
he would be a frothy mix of wonderful qualities in a candidate.
You know what's funny is that for years I kind of thought Harry was doing a bit.
Yeah,
and I thought, he's just being difficult as a kind of comedic choice.
And it's kind of funny.
And now I've realized that he's
actually mentally ill.
That's really fucking frustrating.
It is, because you kind of go, this guy's a brilliant.
Oh, my God.
How does he pull off this brilliance? And then you realize.
Yeah, Yeah.
It never stops.
The greatest joke Harry ever pulled was fooling me into thinking he was pulling a joke.
Yeah.
He convinced me it was all a brilliant scheme.
Anyway, so this Olivia...
What about the whole...
Well, she was dating a celebrity, this guy Chris Pine, who is Captain Kirk in these new movies, these new Star Trek movies that they're making. And she's apparently sent all this dirty... Do you want me to read some of the stuff that she wrote on these?
Did you send out the link to everybody?
No, well, it's on... I'm telling people, it's on thefun.org, and this is on a website called Hot Celebs Home, where you can check it out on there. And it's all over
the internet. I think she's doing it for publicity.
And maybe she is. Maybe she is. But she also issued like a statement like, you know, some of those pictures are me, but some of them aren't. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, that doesn't even pass the giggle test.
No, and Christina Hendricks' rep said the same thing.
Right, and here's Christina Hendricks. We haven't talked about her. Hers are fewer photos.
Who's that? She's on Mad Men.
She's on the TV show Mad Men.
And I would crawl. I want to say a half mile over hard gravel and broken glass.
Where are they getting these photos?
Apparently they
hacked her phone.
Phones or emails or something. You know, if you use a webmail client, like you use Gmail or Yahoo or something, it's very easy for people to hack those. And if they hack them, they have access to not only to all your incoming emails,
but
all your outgoing emails
as
well.
That's like an innocent photo.
It is, but there's a couple that aren't as innocent.
Well, look.
They're doing this for their career.
Well, listen.
They're literally submitting these pictures.
I mean, there's
all right,
that
Christina
one.
Hendricks is also in the wonderfully the wonderfully overrated movie Drive.
I'd fuck her with Joel's S from Hell.
Thank you, Harry. But there's her actual now she's claiming that those aren't her breasts, but you
Joel,
see her head.
Those pasty white triple milky D those milky triple D's.
Yes.
Those could never possibly belong to the girl in all the other tit photos.
Right, exactly.
Taken,
so
right?
It's
what kind of... All right. Fire that publicist right now. That publicist should have just pulled...
It's sort of a
Erin
ridiculous
Andrews,
thing.
By the way, did not pull the that's not me.
Yeah, she...
She said, I got burgled and...
I was the victim of a crime.
And everybody got all sympathetic for her.
And as Scarlett Johansson was, and that and was proven that a guy, or the guy is on trial. They arrested a guy for doing that. Who did this to Christina Hendricks?
So,
we don't know.
But you know what? You know what the thing is? Here's the play. The publicist goes, or Christina Hendricks says to the publicist, don't tell people that I took pictures of my tits.
Yeah.
So they deny that her nipples escaped from her. By the way, first of all, keeping her nipples in a shirt is some kind of a phenomenon.
It's challenging. Yeah, I don't think that outfit, whatever this dress is that she's wearing, you're probably
I don't even
not...
think that the power of the S from Hell could keep her tits in her shirt. but, you know... Instead,
the double D's from hell. That's what that is. That's not
Harry is now chatting, Facebook chatting with people.
Well, of course.
Look, so those knockers are not.
I'm not. You really. That joke with Heather, that's probably based on reality because you must be really into titties.
All right, stop it. Okay. I'm not even going to respond to that.
Okay, okay, fine.
But go ahead, Corey, with your point.
I'm not into breasts at all.
All right, that's fine.
What are you into?
I would like pussy.
Oh, well, then, that's fair enough. Fair enough, sir. I say that.
Is that wrong? I like booties.
All right.
I like pussy. I don't like give a fuck about breasts.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I like girls that are pale. I like them. I'm like them freckled.
Pale and freckled.
Well, this should be right up your alley, this Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
Well, I do like that look, but I'm not into her tits.
Oh, well.
Well, that's you know.
That's a shame because they're magnificent.
You know.
But to me, the sheer audacity of a goddamn publicist to go.
Yeah, I like that.
Whoa, now, what's that?
That's
Christina Hendricks
in a little bustier.
In a bustier, a little panties.
Who is this girl?
She's on Mad Men. And she's in a couple of movies that you might have heard of.
Yeah.
And Drive and some other things.
I'll say this about Christina Hendricks. I would, there's no amount I would, there's nothing I wouldn't do to fuck that. I mean, come on, look at that. That's a delicious slice.
She's not my favorite, but she's...
That's my kind of thing.
It's not my favorite. Right. I like it. It's not my favorite, it's, you know, everyone has their own thing.
What's your name again?
Christina Hendricks.
I'll tell you what, if we did Babe Brackets...
Oh, you know, it's almost time for March Madness. We could bring those
back.
Should we
do those?
Yeah,
wait a second, she's a redhead, huh?
Yeah.
Harry has to fill out a Babe Bracket?
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
She would be on my list. I mean, she would definitely...
She would win.
I think she'd be a 3 or 4 seed. I think she'd be coming out of the West. Right. No, I love that. That's good stuff for me. It's a busty redhead, Joel.
I know what you like. That's good.
But come on. Her boobs are like a physics experiment.
I'm going to put her name.
Look at this. She goes on the red carpet, okay?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put her in our song because of you.
Right.
Well, yeah, that would be an example of somebody that could be in your...
By the way...
I want to bang a redhead on St. Patrick's Day.
Mad Men, Drive, Firefly, the show. I think she's in that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Serenity. Her most famous role, though, her left tit played Wilson the volleyball in Castaway. I mean, look at those things.
They're nice. I think they're fake.
Harry just did a Google image shirt to her, and every dress she has pushes her tits up to her neck.
Yeah, I don't think her breasts... Are breasts real, Corey? Yes or no?
Oh, God, yes.
You think
those,
so?
Those are real as hell.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they are.
Dude, I would fuck the living shit out of those tits, all because the thing is like, you know... I'd give her my ass from hell.
I wonder why you were fucking yourself on Valentine's Day, Harry. It's really...
What, you were not supposed to be dirty on this show? No. This is a podcast. This is like Howard Stern.
It's wild. Howard's shows are usually this out of control.
Dude, you're right. She is kind of hot.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the point is that
you introduced me to a new redhead.
You have
that's
this
good
woman.
Stuff, right? That's good
Harry,
stuff.
Harry,
let's give that a round of applause.
Let me explain the bit.
You know what her appeal is? She's like the Ginger of now.
Right. Well.
Right?
How old is
Dawn,
she?
She's in her 30s or something.
What was Ginger? Who was Ginger?
I forget what Ginger's name was.
Tina Louise,
yeah. But my point is, Harry, that these are majors, these are celebrities that people desire to see nude that due to internet assholery has allowed us to do that. And that's the point of our conversation. That's why we're bringing it up. It's newsworthy.
I'd fuck her.
There you go.
That's what we're all. All
right, that
everyone.
Harry just had a picture. She was in like one of these V cut, like a scooped up dress.
Case.
That thing, her tits were barely in there,
right.
And the photo that's on that got leaked.
Yeah,
her nipples are just escaping out of the side.
If you really want to go CSI, you should try to find photos of her. With
I'm not supposed to look at porn for less.
Yeah, don't look at anything, please. It's not. Right. Look at the ass from hell. Get off to that. Cue that up and.
I love redheads. I'm sorry.
That's good. Well, that's
right,
fine.
I'm pulling
did
up.
You know that I'm poking a redhead on St. Pat's Day?
that's good.
I just want to give her my old shillelagh.
It's pretty old. It is an old shillelagh.
Oh.
All right. So anyway, anything else, Corey, we should cover?
No, I'm just pulling up Sarah Rue pictures now.
What about Gautier?
Look at Sarah Rue pictures, Corey.
Somebody I used to know by Gautier.
Yeah, we've heard that.
And I'm fucking myself on Valentine's
Everyone's
Day
just
by
waking
Sampler.
Up from that song.
That was
song.
A nice song.
And the halfway house.
Right now,
it was boring.
You know, badly drawn boy.
No, she's not redhead.
Well, she's a little blonde in that
you're
shot.
You talking about Sarah Rue?
Yeah. She's a little more blonde in that shot. Hold on.
What else is in the
Pull
news?
Up Alicia Witt or Lauren Ambrose.
Oh.
Ahead, pull them up.
Hey, Lauren Ambrose made her return to show business in the movie Wanderlust.
For Harry, if you want to see some more redheads.
Yeah.
How about that kidnapping and rape at Painted Lady?
But we've discussed that.
Okay. What else could we talk about?
It was really hilarious when we did it.
It was so funny.
And everyone's the first time laughing about it.
Omera's Joel.
Joel.
Corey. We got J. Chris Newberg coming to O'Mara's March 18th in Berkeley at 12 Mile and Coolidge with opening at Corey Hall and a special guest MC Sampo in the Halfway House debuting their amazing song.
Here's the fun
thing. I'm poking a redhead. I want to poke a redhead on St. Pat's Day.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Yes, I approve.
You're a fan? Of the holiday.
No, I think it's going to be good. I want to see
But what rhymes with Christina Hendricks? Christina Hendricks, I'd like to give you my dicks.
There you
See,
go.
That makes no sense, though, because I don't have more than one dick, unless you consider my S from hell a dick.
Maybe you can work Emma Stone into it or one of these other...
I don't like Emma Stone.
But she's a redhead.
I like Sunny Lane, Nikki Rhodes, all these porn stars. I like Alison Loman, you know who that is.
Is it a
I
porn
do like
Drag
her.
Me to
no,
hell.
No, I like Alison Loman.
Oh, she's an actress.
Hot as hell, see?
What about Lauren Ambrose? Do you like this one?
I don't know who Lauren Ambrose is.
Show him Alicia Witt and show him Lauren Ambrose. And...
See, I like redheads.
Hold on.
I'm
about
telling
this?
Him redheads to get free.
You like that?
No, that is not real.
You don't, that's real.
Who's not? Who do you not like?
She's not a real redhead.
That, what is she's not real?
Who,
what
who do you pull?
She changed her color of her hair.
I can't see anything. What is going on? Who do
I'm
you have?
I'm showing him Lauren Ambrose.
Yeah, Lauren Ambrose is a real redhead.
That's Lauren Ambrose.
Get Alicia Witt. Pull Alicia Witt out.
I don't know if Alicia Witt knows where Alicia Witt is.
Now. Well, Google will find her for you. So
this is another redhead.
Check out Alicia Witt.
Here you go. Harry. Now we're just looking at redheads.
Harry, go ahead. Look at Alicia Witt. There you
Which
go.
Which one is she?
This one.
Click on one. Let me see.
You don't like that, Harry? How do you not like that?
If you like redheads, you don't like that. I don't
that
know.
Might be the top redhead.
Yeah,
give her my ass from hell.
If you want like a pale redhead,
yeah,
I think Alicia
I want
Witt
a pale redhead with freckles.
Alicia Witt could be the top of the game.
That
I mean,
could be Allison Hannigan.
Redheads are hot.
Over. She's over.
It's over, but
because
Emma Stone,
they're freckled
whatever.
And pale.
Oh, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. That's what I'm saying.
I'd do a jig on that bitch from her head to
but
the tail.
I'm giving you names. Maybe you can work these names into your song. Emma Stone and Allison Hannigan and
Emma Stone. I'd like to give you my balloon.
And who else?
Emma who?
Christina Hendricks. Who else? What other redheads should he be?
Oh, I unfortunately clicked
Chelsea Clinton.
I clicked on a Google link, which has now
what
sent
the
me.
Hell, dude?
It sent me to the wrong thing.
No, is that funny? Yo, I love redheads because they're freckled and pale. I'd like to do a jig.
Well, Lindsay Lohan used to be a redhead.
Oh yeah, Lindsay Lohan.
But she's kind of blonde now, so you know what can I tell you?
There you go. Wow. Be careful on those Google links, everybody.
Sunny Lane,
pop on
Rhodes,
a Google link.
And Allison Lohman. Redheads are the girls that got me moaning.
There you go. Nice. All right. We're working on we're working on lyrics. Yeah.
I think this is a song.
I just well look, here's Allison.
Well, it's been a good show.
Here's
everybody.
Allison Hannigan.
Everybody got some lyrics.
There you go. There's Allison Hannigan.
She's lost her fastball.
Oh, wait, see the one with the
okay,
the
here you go. I got it for you. Julianne Moore. I want more of Julianne Moore. No, come on, that's
like
a hot
tune.
Julianne Moore is like the Jawan Howard of redhead.
I got some lyrics written if I can debut some for you guys.
I mean,
can I debut a little bit? You're kind of like my test market.
Okay, go ahead, here. Yeah.
Okay, Ginger's red. Okay, this is a little dirty, but Ginger's redheads, hot freckled chicks, pale as a ghost going down on my dick. I like my gingers like I like my ale, kind of bubbling, effervescent and pale. Wait, hold on. Don't care about your mental baggage. I want to give you my corned beef and cabbage.
If you're giving it all away, Harry.
If you're a leprechaun, I want to get it on.
We want to hear the finished product. We don't want to give it all away.
Well, they can go see that on March 18th at O'Meara's.
No, I'm test marketing it right
now. I'm liking
it.
Okay, all right.
You like it so far?
Well, here, give us some more lyrics off air because we got to end this now.
Well,
there's a young
Lindsay Lohan here.
I'd like to Lohan her ass from hell.
Look at that. There was a young Lohan. It's not the current version. It's the
Where's the theme music?
It's the hook.
How do we get out of here?
Check this out. Alice S. from Hell Lohman.
Yeah, well, maybe. Anywhere. What about Florence and her machine? Do you want that?
Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's she's really not that. Actually, I don't think that is Florence.
Hot. And Corey would back me up
Florence.
On this one.
Is that Florence?
It's Kat Von D when she's a redhead.
No, that's Karen Elson. That's Jack White's wife.
I would get HPV from Kat Von D.
Okay, listen.
You would give HPV to Kat Von D.
Yeah,
because you human papillomavirus is.
But
away.
I'm trying to think of who are redheads for you.
Allison Lohman's a blonde, by the way.
Yeah, Allison Lohman is
a redhead.
Maybe in a movie.
Allison Lohman is a redhead.
All right.
Allison Lohman is a redhead.
Look at this.
We got a
redhead. About 40% blonde.
No, look at that.
No, it's like 65% blonde, and then a couple brunettes.
She changes her hair around, but she has the
okay. I got a
countenance
good one. There you go. What about this?
Holy shit!
What about that? Amy Adams. What about that?
Yeah,
Corey,
Adams.
Look at this.
Yeah,
you see?
I like Amy Adams. Sure.
And that redhead, does that work for anyone?
Yeah, Amy Adams.
Isla Fisher, does that work for?
Well, that's the same girl.
I'm
jealous because I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, you don't like
American,
Borat, but this is there's Amy Adams. Look at that. Look how pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, Amy Adams.
I mean, she's like Heather Jealous, maybe.
Well, I'm giving you women whose names you can use in the song.
Right, that's what I'm trying to do.
You have to remember these, though. You can't just act like a mental
patient. Typing every one of them down on Facebook.
Good. Write them in Facebook.
God.
I'm just trying to help you, buddy. I mean,
I appreciate
that,
man. I really do.
I wish Amy Adams would be my madam. I mean, you know, there's so many.
Genius.
There you go.
I wish Amy Adams would be my madam.
There you go. See, you could do so many different raps.
I wish Amy Adams would be my S from hell. Yo, bitch, just ring my bell.
There's your Emma Stone.
Stop.
Emma Stone, let me give you my balloon. Yo, it's time to phone home, Emma Stone.
Why are you not a multimillionaire with this comedy writing talent?
Hard to believe.
What? Why are you hiding your light under
a fucking... If you're
a
leprechaun, you got it going on. Let me give you my little fucking S from hell bone, bitch.
You
got
to leave the S from hell out of this.
I guess.
You really do. It's enough.
Give the S from hell one more time.
All right, Harry. So we'll see Harry again on the show in 2 or 3 years, and it's been nice. I mean, you come in and you literally are a tornado. I feel like I'm lying in a field 10 miles from here, and I'm not going to survive. That's what I feel like.
You're going to be pulled off life support tomorrow.
They're going to pull the plug on me, bro. So I want to thank you for coming
in. Like a tornado from hell, Harry Arton Barbarian.
I want to thank you.
Emma Stone, your butt makes a beautiful doo-doo. I want to do your doggy style and say, sit, ubu. Come on, what? Hey. Who wants to rap now?
All right, so all Harry.
Corey, MC Corey Hall in the place to be. He's a liberal-ass Democratic, you motherfucker, you see.
So I want to plug
that was hilarious.
MC Thanks. Sampler, and where do we find iTunes for?
You can check him out on iTunes, Amazon.com. You know Amazon.com, the guy that had that wandering eye.
We know Amazon.
The guy that started, he has like a wandering eye. His eye's kind of
wandering.
Jeff Bezos is not an attractive man.
Okay, listen. He's
an internet millionaire. We'll
yeah, he is. But no, you can find him. I'm fucking myself on Valentine's Day, and we're going to be. And you got to please, I need your comments. If anybody puts a comment on YouTube, and they leave their email, and they can do it on YouTube as a comment, I will send them an MP3 of the song.
Oh, well, look at that. That's a wonderful deal for everyone at home.
So. Very good.
Go to YouTube, watch I'm Fucking Myself on Valentine's Day by MC Sampler and The Halfway House. And, of course, the video.
It's on the channel YouTube for
Ryan
YouTube.
Archibald, the great director, put that together. So we got to thank Ryan as well for doing a great
video. You can check
out
my videos under Harry Arten, H-A-R-R-Y-A-R-T.
And there's a lot more. There's a lot of Harry. And Corey, any plugs? Anything you got going on?
Well, I will be March 18th. I'll be with J. Chris Newberg over there at the
That gig that I gave him.
Yes, the gig that you gave me.
Go ahead, sure. Please put your head down and plow through the plug.
Check out Corey Hall at O'Mara's.
You can still read me in the Metro Times.
Metro Times.
And
movie
reviews. You didn't tell you what time you're going to be there. He's going to be there at 12.
Next week, I will have another exciting gig that I can announce. All right. I can't announce it at the moment.
Can't announce it now. That's good.
But he's going to be there two times.
Two shows
on March 18th.
Chris Newberg.
12 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
From America's Got Talent will be there. Two shows, 12 and 9. He will do an afternoon brunch. We're doing it. We're going to do like the morning after hangover brunch.
All right.
Of comedy.
It's going to be great.
So anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. If you want to get a hold of us, 610-552-0746 on the telephone. You can also send an email.
If any of you redhead bitches are out there, you can call me at 313-312-4333.
Harry, what if we did the brackets again? We did the Bay brackets, but we did like a redhead bracket.
I would love that.
And
like you can do conferences, the redheads, the blondes.
I'm all about redheads.
You can send us an email at coreyandjoelradio.com. You can go to the front page of joelradio.net for all of the shows. The full archive is up there if you click on shows. And you can also send us an email or a message right there. You can leave a comment about the show on the main page as well. So take advantage of that. Interact with us. I want to thank Harry once again. Thank Corey. And we'll
want to thank anyone who made it all the way.
Yeah, if you made it through, consider.
I'm going to leave it. Well, here we go. I'm going to leave a code word if you made it all the way through the show. And the code word is jelly bean.
Jelly bean.
And call 610-552-0746 and repeat the code word. If you made it through.
And what will they get?
I will figure something out.
Hey, Corey will gift you something.
Corey's looking at porn, dude.
Well, that's Corey's business. I have no. I'm not.
Well, that's what happens.
Does Amy know about this porn?
All right, let's move along.
Come on.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening. Catch you next time on Joel Reed.
God bless you all. And shout out to Angel Babcock. I was just kidding, girl.